Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and say hello to Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Clark, SEC play opening up for you all beginning on Saturday against Kentucky. When you look at the tape and you study Kentucky, what stands out to you about this matchup coming up on Saturday?
Well, I think I say this annually with this matchup. I mean, I ton of respect for Mark and what he's built. I think he you know, really built this program in the same manner that we're building ours, and just, you know, starting at the foundation and trying to develop into a sustained success. So they're at that point. You know, it's a talented roster. They've done a nice job in the portal, strengthening where they have needs in the offensive line, running back, quarterback, you know, defensively too, long and athletic and big up front. You know, so they're gonna test us, test our discipline. You know, it's a little different offensive approach than what we've seen to this point this season. So, you know, we'll have to be on our A game when it comes to some of the things they like to do in the passing game and the running game. But we're excited for that challenge. And, you know, we still believe, you know, obviously our best performance is in front of us somewhere. And we've been really disappointed the last two weekends with how we played. And so we're going to have awareness of what Kentucky does and what their structure is and how they're going to try to attack us. But I'm way more interested in seeing our team come out and play with fewer mistakes, protect the ball, and try to put pressure on the opponent.
Yeah, Clark, especially after the last one, just what's the emotional state of the team? I mean, are you in a situation of, you know, trying to bring confidence back at this point? Like, what's the temperature of the team right now?
It's always a challenge because you got, you know, 115, 18 to 22-year-olds. And you know, the moments like Saturday are hard for me too. I mean, that was a challenge and painful. And I loved the way we started in the game. I was proud of the way we fought back. I didn't like how UNLV was able to take the air out of our game. Like, they just, you know, felt like in that second quarter we just were deflated heading into the halftime. So we had a pretty direct and pointed conversation when we got in the locker room at halftime. That I thought kind of galvanized our group and led to counterpunching in the second half. But yeah, I mean, that, you know, those are hard games, and if you're just going to live moment by moment, I mean, it's a challenge to bounce back from. But what we've spent time on, you know, starting on Monday when I was back with the team, was just the idea that, you know, we're 2-2, everything that we want's out in front of us. We know that we haven't played to our highest level yet, not even close. I mean, we turned the ball over 4 times on Saturday, 1 for touchdown. And ultimately, like, the other thing is, too often we're down in the red zone and we're kicking field goals. So there's so many things that we can do with our execution, with our ball security, with the way we play, that's going to allow us to find, you know, better performance through the course of the game and again, celebrations post game. Obviously, the league play adds challenge to it, but we embrace that. And I think on the whole, we've bounced back emotionally. Yeah, I'd like to see this team go out and play well on Saturday. And I think Saturday will ultimately be the signal of where we ended up mentally coming out of the tough road loss. But I think the work has been pointed. I've kept my message very direct and, you know, try to be to the point with respect to my expectations. And my belief that we have a good team just hasn't played well in two weeks, and we have to work hard to improve the places we need to improve.
So, Clark, overall, what do you make of the way that AJ has played to this point this season, and what do you think is still left out in front of him as you guys move forward here?
I think statistically, he's having a nice start to the season. I think what's there's a lot out there for him because I believe he can be an elite player. I think it starts with connectivity within the offense and leading that unit, you know, galvanizing that unit, being a person that is able to get those guys on the same page in the competitive moment on game day. But more in terms of his play and his performance, just consistency. You know, I mean, we had the pick before halftime that ultimately led to them hitting a field goal to take the lead, you know, heading into half. And that's a forced throw. I mean, I thought his decision-making was improved. I thought there were times where he threw the ball away or he used his legs to keep us on schedule. Those are things I want to continue to see. I think in terms of, you know, throwing the ball, I think he has an idea pre-snap of where he wants to go with the ball. Post-snap, he's got to confirm or deny that initial thought, and then have the ability to work through his progression and get to the back too. So getting through the full progression will be another sign of his maturation in the position, and just developing that consistency within his performance. All the talent is there, and the heart and the want-to is there too. You know, I think he can really develop over the next few weeks and make this a special season.
So on the passing front, Clark, obviously London Humphreys is just, you know, big plays right out of the gate here. You have so much talent at that spot, but what have you seen from him just in sort of forcing himself into more opportunities because he's such an explosive player?
Yeah, we kind of saw this in the summer with him as we were just kind of, you know, in our summer training program, and then fall camp, he just almost immediately stood out as being a weapon and a guy that we could rely upon. The thing that is so impressive about London as a freshman is he's so mature in his process. I mean, you feel like you're dealing with a third year player, and it's a testament to, you know, his high school program and his coach, and, you know, obviously they do a great job. And, you know, I've been really, really impressed. Nothing seems to be too big for him. Obviously he's really fast, but he's also a very good receiver and he knows how to get open. And AJ knows how to find him. So, you know, we need him to continue his trajectory. Obviously freshmen at times will hit walls. You know, let's assume he doesn't and just keep playing his way forward. You know, again, this could be a really special year for him. But I think there's also been strong play. Obviously, Will Shepherd in the red zone has been really good. Jaden McGowan has also been explosive. You know, Quincy Skinner comes in, and I think he got two snaps in the game. One went for a big touchdown there in the fourth quarter. I mean, we know that that's a talented group of people. I think it's about, again, building that chemistry with AJ, getting them all on the same page, and then designing ways to use them. And those are good things when that's where you're focused as a coach.
Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Clark, on the defensive side of the ball, what from your vantage point, what are the keys to maybe finding a little bit more consistency there and coming away with more stops as you begin SEC play here this week?
Well, I think the first thing is this program has to interlock all three phases. And, you know, those turnovers put the defense in a compromised position. Obviously, turnovers that go for touchdown, which we've had in consecutive games, those put points on the board. So I was really proud of the defense in the first half. I thought there was a lot of battle and a lot of toughness there. And, you know, they were on the whole forcing field goal attempts with drives. I thought we had good third down performance in the first half. And I thought we lost a little bit of that in the second half. And part of that is we played too many snaps. And part of the reason we played too many snaps was kind of the sputtering out of the offense in the second quarter. But, you know, what I want to see from them, you know, we gave up two rushing touchdowns where we were, you know, out of structure because of an unbalanced formation. To me, that's a controllable. We can get lined up. We can communicate. We can get 11 people on the same page, and that you know, anytime you're playing within structure, you're going to win. Good offenses know how to attack you, and they know how to make you move, and they can find a gap that way. But a great defense knows how to play our technique and understand exactly what the offense is trying to do. So to play more structure, to leverage and tackle the ball will be important. Obviously, Kentucky's running game is strong, and we know Ray, and he's a good player, and so we're going to need to keep him bottled up the best we can. And then for us, just based off kind of our you know, our last couple seasons. We have to cap the explosive pass. I thought our corner play was strong up until, again, the end of the game there where, you know, a freshman corner just set his feet and let a route behind him that can't get behind him. You know, I thought those two guys, the two freshmen, really held up well in the game. You know, we're banged up at safety, and so we're going to need our depth to show up to help us win. And if we can do that, you know, we're going to at least force Kentucky to go the long way, which I think bodes well for us being in a tight game late, similar to what we were in last year.
Well, on that side of the ball, Clark, tons of injuries, like you said. I mean, I know Jalen Mahoney, very key guys, has been banged up. But Dericky Wright in particular, I know you talked about these injuries yesterday, but it sounds like he's going to try to go, but he's going to be fighting through something on a weekly basis. Is that fair to say?
He's got an ankle sprain that, you know, that he's battling through. And I mean, I've got so much respect for him. It happened in the first series against Alabama A&M. And if you watch the play, I mean, the next play is a third down on the goal line, essentially. And he looks like a one-legged man hobbling over and ends up making the play on the ball. And then he was out for basically the remainder of that game. But came back, you know, against Wake Forest and didn't practice through the week, played on Saturday, you know, through a delay and all that. And just, he played every snap, you know? And so, you know, he did that again, you know, played through it again at UNLV. And in with ankle injuries, I mean, that, you know, there's, it's already disruptive, but the fact that we haven't been able to rest him has just, it's sustained now. It's kind of, it's recurring. It's not going away. And so he's going to give it his best shot this week, like he's done. I mean, hopefully we can get something out of him. If not, then, you know, we're going to need those other guys to step up. Jalen Mahoney wasn't able to finish the game. He seems to be recovering this week, and so I'm hopeful that he'll be out there with us, but certainly not a guarantee. Savion Riley's still out right now. And so, you know, we have to – this is where you have to rely on depth. We battled some of these injuries in fall camp, and so we got a ton of reps to John House and Marlon Sewell, and those guys – need to prepare as though they're starting the game, and then we'll see as the week goes how Jalen and DeRicky shape out.
Well, Clark, we're looking forward to league play beginning at home coming up on Saturday. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always good to be with you. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. We'll take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. The Rex Rant you can check out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, The Game.